Hi, I'm Meg Van Lohausen. Welcome and thanks for listening to National Rural News Close Up Podcast. The price of food is continuing to rise across Australia as supply chain issues are exacerbated. Costs are being passed on to consumers at the checkout as farmers face rising production costs. I spoke with Curtin University's supply chain expert, Dr. Elizabeth Jackson, to find out what is driving up the prices.
Consumers are understandably worried about the rising cost of their food, and particularly fresh food. So the meat, fresh fruit and veg, and also the staples in life. It is these products like pasta, for example, and cooking oil, and like I said, meat and fresh fruit and veg, which are indisputably going up in price. They've risen sort of 30, 40, 50% in the last year. But why this feels so difficult is because we've actually been paying lower than normal prices since about 2011. Food inflation back then was actually in the negative, so about negative 3.2% according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. So we've actually been getting food that's been unnaturally cheap. So it's no wonder that we're really struggling and suffering at the moment with these rising food costs.
If we go back to, I guess, the start of the supply chain, where are the issues lying in that which is bringing up the prices?
Yeah, it's this is a really good question, and it is it's input costs, essentially anything to do with fuel. So petrol or diesel, that is essentially really, really, really causing these price increases. So that's the main reason that's been driving food prices up for what feels like a long time. But in the more recent past, it's been the floods in the eastern states, in the farming regions of the eastern states, that has made a bad situation even worse. So all your Western Australia is blessed with great producers of our own, but it's the eastern states with so many of the wonderful products like berries, for example, and all the produce that is produced in these areas that have been flooded, which has been making prices for all of Australia go up, which seems to be unnaturally high prices, but they're actually not.
So I guess when can we expect some sort of a solution or supply numbers to lift again so that prices are reduced?
Yeah, so I don't tend to hold forecasts that go past about a month in much high regard, particularly in the food industry where there is so much changing so very rapidly, you know, even as far as the conflict in Ukraine is influencing prices. So in the forthcoming weeks and indeed in months, you know, 1 or 2 months, the bad news is I'm afraid we're going to see prices increase more. But the good news is while prices are likely to increase, the rate at which they've increased over the last year or so isn't forecast to be as steep, if that makes sense. So it's going to be painful, but not quite as painful as it has been.
Is this the worst we've ever seen?
Our food price inflation in this country is at about 5.6% at present. So that means food prices are increasing by 5.6% naturally. But the highest rate of food inflation that we've ever experienced in Australia was back in 1973, when it got to about 21%. So, yeah, things are bad at the moment, but anyone whose memory goes back as far as 1973, mine certainly doesn't, yeah, will remember when things were a lot worse. And the trick is that our food is precious. Our food is very, very precious, and we need to treat it so. And if anything can possibly good come out of this, is that we stop wasting so much food in our society.
That's Curtin University's supply chain expert, Dr. Elizabeth Jackson there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Meg Van Lohausen. Have a great day.